started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Yeah. One day it's gonna come to the this except for my Father would send unto you a comforter in my name, who would teach you all things and bring to your remembrance these things that I have told you. Jesus promised that, and in the book of Acts we find that on the day of Pentecost, the disciple was in the upper room waiting on the promise of the Lord. And I can see the disciples as they fell down on their knees and began to cry out to the Lord these words. Listen to this.
I need your spirit to fall. just because he cares, he cares.
19 minutes after the hour. And as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and want to thank all of you for catching the wave that's going down memory lane. That's the late great, and many of you know, we'll certainly miss that voice, Mr. Darrell Coley, an awesome artist, songwriter, and what a thinkster he was. Mr. Darrell Coley, he is preparing me for what's about to take place in my life. And many of you today, he's already preparing you for what he's about to use you for, his glory. And some of you know what I'm talking about on this wonderful day. Look, once again, want to thank all of you and those of you for your very first time. You can catch the wave right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Play the old, the new quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We are right here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and you can join us on our Facebook page at NFI Radio Gospel Network Live, and you can join us on our website live at NFIRadio.com. Again, our website, NFIRadio.com, and on Facebook Live is NFI Radio Gospel Network. Let's continue with more great gospel music. We are right at 21 minutes after the hour, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor.
Can't fix it. get ready for you. You got to move. Oh, we're going to sing this for mom and pop and myself, sister. Come on, fellas. Come on, put them hands. Oh, they don't sing like this no more.
Right at the bottom of the hour, and certainly as we give God the praise through songs and the word of God, that's the sounds of the late, great Mr. Willie Neil Johnson and those gospel keynotes. When the Lord get ready, you got to move. We'll be right back. Got more of the very best in gospel music coming your way right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network right after this.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, how you died on Calvary. Save my soul, made me whole. Show me things I didn't know. And I'm glad that I got it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Come on, come on and clap your hand. For how you kept blessing me, Lord, when my friends, they turned their back on me. Saved my soul, made me whole. Show me things I didn't know. And I'm glad I got the victory. Come on, if you know it's been good, somebody wave your hand. Get me a crown.
Get in trouble, you can say,
Lord,
do it. Cause we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it for me.
Because we know you're a doctor. If your heart is heavy, you can say,
for me.
Please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible, you read the story.
about the man that could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard that Jesus was coming by. He just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hand. Please lay your hands on me. Mm-hmm. And I heard the blind man say, I know you can do it. Thank you. You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So here's my little problem, Jesus. Fix it for me right now. Oh. I'm gonna ask you one more time, 'cause I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So please, do it for me. Right now. Mm-hmm. Do it for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, he can move in a hurry. Do it for me while I'm still singing. Do it for me right now. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ten minutes before the top of the hour, and going down memory lane, that's the late, great Reverend James Cleveland. Lord, do it for me. Once again, want to thank all of you for catching the wave on this glorious day as we give God the praise through songs and the Word of God. And we want you to give us a call if you have a request, and we do get phone calls, and we certainly thank you for calling us. To let us know that you're enjoying the very best in gospel music as well as your request, we try to play it for you. And look, you can join us right here. That's 7 days a week, 12 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by joining us on our website, nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live as well simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. We do have a television broadcast that airs every Friday morning at 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. covering most of all of North Carolina. It's on Spectrum TV Channel 24, where you can lock in and catch the wave for the top 10 video countdown of the month. And you do not want to miss this Friday's broadcast. We got some music for you. So those of you, if you want to catch the wave, be sure to tune in every Friday morning, 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. on our television broadcast, Spectrum TV Channel 24. And you can also join us every Friday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., 1 hour prime time on RTN 22. That's Raleigh Television Network 22. Two different stations, twice a day, 6 a.m. in the morning and 9 p.m. at night. 6 on that Spectrum TV 24, 9 at RTN 22. For the top 10 video countdown of the month, you are catching the wave now. Let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and cry all night long, but the Lord will help us win the fight.
Behind my back. It really don't make no difference to me. No, no, no. I'm praising a man who died from the sixth to the ninth hour. He promised me faithful, he was coming back. All I got to do is
sorrow share.
Sorrow share.
Jesus. gonna get a witness, yeah.
Take me to Jesus.
Is anybody here?
Take me to Jesus.
Get on your knees at night.
Take me to Jesus.
Tell God about your trouble.
Take me to Jesus.
Let me see the raise your hand.
Take me to Jesus.
If you know it's all right.
Take me to Jesus.
Let me see you raise your hand tonight.
Take me to Jesus.
Has it been good to you?
Take me to Jesus.
Has it been good?
Take me to Jesus.
Is anybody here? Look, the God has been good.
Take me to Jesus.
Is anybody here tonight?
Take me to Jesus.
No, the Lord has been good.
Take me to Jesus.
If you know he's been good,
take me to Jesus.
Let me see you raise your hand, y'all.
Take me to Jesus.
I remember one day,
take me to Jesus.
When I went out to pray,
take me to Jesus.
I met old Satan.
Take me to Jesus.
I was on my way.
Take me to Jesus.
He said, my child, are you too young to pray? I made him out of lie. I made him out of lie. I made him out of lie. I kept right on my way. Anybody here? They will take it to Jesus. Let me see your hand tonight. Ain't my God all right? Ain't my God all right? Has anybody been washed? Washed in the blood of a lamb? Has anybody been washed? Washed in the blood of a lamb? I don't know about you. I've been washed. I've been washed. I've been washed. Oh! You ought to take Jesus, he knows our every weakness. Say,
every
oh, you ought to take it to my Jesus.
Take it to Jesus.
Take it to Jesus.
Take it to Jesus.
Every time
take it to Jesus.
That lies your name.
Take it to Jesus.
You ought to take it to Jesus.
Take it to Jesus.
Every time
this
knife's in your back. You ought to take it to Jesus. Every time
he
calls you everything. But that time of God, you ought to take it to Jesus. Every time
you
don't have no food, you ought to take it to
Jesus.
Every time
you
don't have no shoes, just take it to Jesus.
Take it to Jesus.
Every time
take it to Jesus.
You don't have no
clothes, take it to Jesus.
Just take it to Jesus.
Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus.
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI. NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Hello, I'm Robert Davis with Disability Claiming Consultants. Are you sick or been injured on your job and tried to get your disability benefits through Social Security and been denied? Don't get frustrated. There's help for you. For over 30 years, I have helped over 1,000 people throughout North Carolina get their benefits they deserve. Give me a call today at 252-492-8715. Again, help you can count on. Call me, 252-492-8715. Thank you.
You're listening to The Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave.
Don't care who knows you got the Holy Ghost.
Let us go. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Twenty minutes after the hour, you're catching the wave. Again, want to thank you for locking in. Going back down memory lane, that's the late, great Mr. Sam Cooke and those Soul Stirrers. You guys remember them, huh? Oh, yeah. Well, look, you're around my age. Well, you definitely will remember that one, huh? Okay. Well, look, we've got more just like that coming your way. Once again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We are at our fifth year right here from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI, and what a awesome time we're having. Want to thank all of you for your kind words and messages that you send through Facebook, email. Those of you we see in restaurants, and those of you we certainly appreciate and thank you for showing forth your love, and we're going to show forth ours back to you. And for those of you, if you don't know, this network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. All right, well, look, we're going to continue with more great gospel music. Got some great news for you. Going to share that with you a little later on in the broadcast. But now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Morning, he's going in the evening too, on through the night.
prayers have been ear to. All through the night and day, keep sending blessings your way. Help me, Lord. I went down on my knees, crying to the Lord. I said, Lord, let me say it again. I went down on my knees, crying to the Lord. Help me, Lord.
What would I do?
what would I do? Tell me what would I do? If it were not for you,
Lord,
tell me what would I do? I want you to know tonight. Every little thing of me. Oh, thank you right now. Thank you right now, Lord. You know one thing. Mm-hmm. You my water. Lord, have mercy. In thy place.
May we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
He's a God that keeps his promise. He's a God that can't lie. He's a God that's never late. No matter how long it takes. Don't give up on his promise. Just keep the faith in him.
I'm y'all can do better than that. Everybody in the building, clap those hands. If you know who brought you, I want you to know that. God is
everything.
God is
everything.
God is
everything.
We believe
everything.
That God is
everything.
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 If you don't believe that God is
everything,
if you read the Bible, it's a crucifixion, five loaves of bread, and 5,000 hungry soldiers fed, that lets me know that he's bread in a starving land. If you know he is
everything,
wave your hand, wave your hand.
All my help comes from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. All of my help comes from you, Lord. All of my help, it comes from the Lord. When I've done all I can do, and I can't do no more. All my help comes from the Lord. Let me say it again today. All my help, oh, it comes from you, Lord. Can I get a witness on that today? Oh, my help, my help, it comes from the Lord. You see, when I get weak and I can't see my way, depend on you, Lord, to get me through the day. That's why I say, all my help comes from the Lord. Y'all come on, hear me say. I want you to order my steps, Lord, because I realize
all of my help.
I can't make without you, dear. I can't do nothing without you, Lord. All of my help.
All of my help.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. All of my help. All of my help.
All of my help.
I can't walk right. I can't speak a word. I can't even think
all
right, Lord.
My help.
And that's why I'm depending
all
on you.
Ten minutes before the top of the hour, all of my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. That's the sounds of Pastor Luther Barnes out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He is the son of the late great Reverend F.C. Barnes, and certainly he is continually going forward for his dad. And many of you know Reverend F.C. Barnes. He did a single that went around the world, and I believe it made platinum. I don't know, but many of you know that tune, Rough Side of the Mountains, huh? I remember that. I was very young, and I remember everybody requested to play that song on the radio over and over and over and over. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Look, my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and always giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you so much again for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. And those of you, I know you may say, well, when are you going to play some contemporary music? Well, we have it right here for you, and we're going to be spending some of that a little bit. And those of you, if you want to hear 3 hours of it, you can tune in right here every day at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's 3 hours of contemporary Christian music right here 7 days a week here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Let's continue. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Like me.
I know you brought me
over past
by the devil.
And behind the mountain. I'm gonna
hide
behind the mountain. I'm gonna
hide
behind the mountain. I'm going where? Something else I came to realize, I know that Jesus is the mountain. Ooh. I know that
Jesus is
the mountain. I'm going where
chilly winds don't blow.
I'm going where
chilly winds don't blow.
I'm going where
chilly winds don't blow.
Every day will be Sunday.
Chilly winds don't blow.
Sabbath will have no end.
Chilly winds don't blow.
Will you meet me there? I'm going wherever
chilly
winds. Oh,
wherever
chilly
winds.
Oh, wherever
chilly
winds. Oh, wherever
chilly
winds.
Oh,
if you miss me from singing down here, and
you can't find me nowhere,
come on up to my glory.
Come on up.
If you need a friend,
come on up.
Need
like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God as ever for this opportunity to be with you today. And today we're going to go into the book of 1 Samuel. And we're going to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And we're going to start reading at verse 20. And this is what it says. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the prince as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. But Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistine and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his elder brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? And I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as I open my mouth, Lord, you open the spiritual ear, that we may hear your word in our spirit. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to use for a subject, saying it. Okay, let's go back to the story where it started at. It started when God decided that Saul would no longer be king of Israel. And God sent an evil spirit to trouble Saul. So God sent Samuel to anoint another king over at Jesse's house. But when Jesse got there, when Saul got there and he told him what he came for, Jesse sent for his oldest seven sons because they were tall and good looking and everything. And he told Samuel told him that, you know, he came to anoint the next king. And but they overlooked David because he was young and he was a handsome dude, but he was young and he was a shepherd. He stayed down there in the sheep pasture keeping the sheep, and they totally overlooked him. And you know, a lot of times God will let people overlook you, but we don't see like God sees. He look on the heart. He doesn't look on how tall you are. He doesn't look on how rich you are. He doesn't look on how poor you are. He look on the heart and see if you got a contrite spirit that would honor him in all things. But you see, David was stayed out on the back at the back of the field, taking care of those, is his brother, for those few sheep. See, they wanted to minimize David. But see, what God has raised up, you can't minimize. You see. But David stayed down there in that pasture, and what he was doing when he was down there, he would play his harp, and you know, music have an effect on everything. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah is affected by the music. All the other animals are affected by music. Even the devil has to back up, and it has an effect on him. Because you know, when God created Lucifer, and he was not the devil at the time, he was Lucifer, an archangel, and he was over the music department. And he had the most beautiful voice. And he had, hallelujah, the ability to just sing, and everything would just calm down. So it got to the place that Saul had this habit of being evil after that evil spirit came on him. So the men told Saul, you need to get somebody to come and play on the harp with their fingers. And that will soothe those demons that's coming on you. I'm paraphrasing. Will soothe those demons that's coming after you. And so the king said, okay, said, get me a man like that. And somebody had heard David play on the harp. They had heard him play, and they had heard him sing, and he would be singing worship songs. When you get in a body and you don't know what else to do, stand and keep standing. Hallelujah. And call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord will deliver you out of all your troubles. That's what he did for David. David was not a perfect man. Even over in the New Testament, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. Yes, David killed a man. David had, hallelujah, had gotten another man's wife pregnant. And then he had the woman's husband killed. But when David realized his wrongness, hallelujah, he repented before the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong now. When you do something wrong, let me tell you what. God will forgive you for whatever it is you're doing wrong. But what he will do, hallelujah, allow you to go through, hallelujah, whatever it is you've done wrong, you got to pay for that. Hallelujah, we know that David, because he got that woman pregnant and he had that woman's husband killed, that was a child conceived, from that affair. Because that happened, the child died. David mourned that child a long time before he died. Then when the child died, David got up to wash his face, and he stopped mourning because he knew that he had already paid the price for the things that he had done. And also, David, David had been in a bind ever since he had that affair with that woman. His son Absalom got killed. One of his sons raped another one of his daughters. Another son killed a son that raped the daughter. A whole lot of stuff that David did, hallelujah, came up to God. God saw it, but still, hallelujah, when David understood the wrongness he did, hallelujah, he bowed out unto the Lord, and the Lord forgave him all of his trespasses. Now, David decided over here that he was going to stand, hallelujah, to the Lord. Hallelujah, but we see his brother was still trying to minimize him, and especially that older brother, Eliab. Hallelujah, he always tried to say, well, David wasn't anybody. Hallelujah, but David had been anointed, hallelujah, the king of Israel. Hallelujah, when God anoints you, all the devils in hell can't take you down. Hallelujah, you have to stand in a high. Now this giant, bless his heart, and there are giants. Hallelujah, in the world today. Hallelujah, sometimes it's a bunch of money that they got. Hallelujah, sometimes it's a bunch of education they got. And they think how they can do anything they want to, hallelujah, and get away with it. Hallelujah, that God doesn't see it. And things that God has said is not right. Hallelujah, people are celebrating those things. Hallelujah, we got to stop celebrating, hallelujah, what God called wrong, because it's still wrong. I don't care if you do it. I don't care if I do it. Hallelujah, but David went up before the giant, and he stood before the giant, because he understood that this giant was trying to make his God look bad. And David wasn't going to stand for anybody making his God look bad. We have to stand, hallelujah, before the Lord and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, for I'll live for you. Lord, I'll die for you. Lord, I'll do whatever I have to do. But David, hallelujah, stood and looked, and he saw, hallelujah, what his brother was trying to do. So David got him 5 smooth stones. And for a long time, I wondered why David had to have 5 smooth stones if he was just going to kill one giant. But you got to understand that that giant had 4 brothers. And you know that when God takes somebody down from a high place, he tell you to kill them all. Because if you don't, one of them is going to come back to get to haunt you later. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we need, hallelujah, to stand, hallelujah, when it looks like all things have come against you. You have to stand. Hallelujah. But David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? See, Israel was busy running. Hallelujah. But we understand that God, that Israel is God's chosen people in those days, and they still are his chosen people. Hallelujah. But God has opened up a door, hallelujah, for the Gentiles to get in also. And that's what the devil doesn't like. He doesn't like for the Gentiles to be able to get in the door. Hallelujah. But God has made a way. Hallelujah. And I know something good is about to happen. Something good is on its way. Hallelujah. He promised that he'd open all of heaven, and it could be any day. And hallelujah, it's a good thing when we look and see that Jesus is coming back, and that he's coming back for a church without a spot nor a wrinkle. So we got to stand. Hallelujah. We see that, hallelujah, they've been killing the police. they did, the police did, the killing the people. Hallelujah, we see. Hallelujah, they are abusing the gay community. They are celebrating that thing, and God specifically said that men don't need to lay down with men as they would with a woman. And it specifically said that women, hallelujah, the men have left the natural use of the woman, hallelujah, but they celebrating it today. And we don't need to celebrate what God called, hallelujah, bad. Hallelujah, the people are not raising the children. They are not teaching the children that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. They are not teaching the children. I know you did wrong, but God will forgive you. He'll forgive you for whatever you do. Just turn to God and go into your secret closet, and you call on the Lord, and you talk to the Lord, and the Lord, I hear you cry. Hallelujah. David walked up on that giant, and the giant said he was going to kill David, but David didn't back down. David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And David took that sling, hallelujah, and that little old smooth stone, and he wound it up in that sling, and he let it go. Hallelujah. David was standing. He wasn't backing down off of that giant. That giant might have been 8 feet tall, but David didn't back down. And we can't back down either, because Jesus is coming any day. Hallelujah. He's coming any time. And when he get here, hallelujah, we need to be able to get up, hallelujah, and meet the Lord in the air. And the word say, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And David walked up on that giant and cut that rock loose in that sling. And it hit that giant between the eyes. And it killed the giant. And then David took the giant's own sword, hallelujah, and cut the giant's head off. Hallelujah. You cut that head off, the rest of us going to lay down. Hallelujah. 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 We can't back down off the devil. We can't back down off of him, because that's what he wants us to do. See, the devil hates God. And because he hates God, if you want to get after somebody, show me if you bother with their children, you see. And the devil knows that. He goes to heaven every once in a while and look to see what's happening, look to see what he can do with God. Hallelujah. But he see what he don't understand is God didn't sit up there in heaven one day and said, oops, I didn't know that was going to happen. Nothing catches God by surprise. Nothing catches God by surprise. God doesn't let anything happen to you that he doesn't know about. And he will even tell you. Hallelujah. But stand. Hallelujah. Stand. Don't let the devil hoodwink you. Don't let him do it. Because that's what his job is. Hallelujah. He'll try to do something to have you looking the other way, so when your blessing comes, you'll miss it. Because you're looking at what the devil is doing. Hallelujah. And you don't need to you don't even have to watch the devil, because listen, when the devil gets ready to do something, God knows it. And because he knows it, he will tell you to go another way. You notice all of his prophets, none of them died until God was ready for them to go, till God was ready to take them home. Hallelujah. Elijah, hallelujah, didn't go home until God got ready, when Elisha followed him. And when Elijah took he got ready to go, he threw his mantle back, and Elisha put it on, and He told God he wanted a double portion of the anointing that was on his servant Elijah. And God granted that request. And that's what we have to do. And that he kept that on standing. Things happened to him just like it do anybody else. Things happened to Elijah. Things happened to Jeremiah, to all of those prophets. Hallelujah. And some of those prophets did some stuff too. But we got to understand, regardless of what we do, if we make a mistake, stand. Get right up and tell the Lord, Lord, you know what? I messed up. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. And you know what? He'll forgive you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we look at people and say, I know God won't forgive them. It's just like this guy that I know. He was a preacher. And I don't know what happened in his life. But he became an alcoholic. And he was a very famous man. He became an alcoholic. And the people didn't think that he would ever get up. But he was running a car wash. An old raggedy car wash. Hallelujah. By the time he was 24 years old, he had four children. He got married at 18. He and his wife had four children. It was a set of twins and two others. By the time he was 24, he got a divorce. And he remarried. And he started a gospel singing business. And then somewhere along the way, he became an alcoholic. And then one day when he was at that car wash and he was about to leave that car wash, but you see, God was looking on him. And when he lost, it was raining that day and nobody was coming into the car wash. And he got on his knees. He had old sofa in there. And he got on his knees beside that sofa and told the Lord, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I'm wrong, Lord. Lord, if you don't help me, I can't help myself. And you know what? The Lord forgave him and brought him back to be bigger than he was. The man wrote over 400 songs, gospel songs. God forgave him. And guess what? All of the people that knew him didn't keep pushing him down. They reached under his arms and got him and held him up. And they prayed for him. Hallelujah. They prayed for him. And God took the taste of alcohol out of his mouth. Hallelujah. And God will do the same for you. He'll do the same for me. He'll do the same for anybody. Hallelujah. That's what God will do for you. Hallelujah. But we got to stand. And just like David decided he was going to stand. After he hadn't even messed up when he decided to stand. It was later on when after he became king that he messed up. But we have to know who God is and be on a first name basis with Jesus. Sometimes you can't do anything else. You don't know what to pray, so you just say, Jesus. That's all you got to say is Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit is for. He knows what you want to pray. Sometimes you don't know what you want to pray, but the Holy Spirit knows what you want to pray. So he takes over. Hallelujah. And he prays for you. He prays for me. And that's what we have to keep doing, calling on the name of Jesus. And he'll do whatever's necessary. Now, that's the word for today. Just keep standing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just said thank you. Hallelujah. We said thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for Reverend Kearney that brought this that you gave the mind to bring this station on the air, Lord, so that somebody can hear the word and know, hallelujah, that they can be saved, that you love them and that you will forgive them. Hallelujah, whatever they've done, even if it's murder, just like King David. And after David did that murder, Lord, you said in your word that he was a man after your heart. Hallelujah, that's how far you forgive, Lord. And we said thank you. Lord, bless Reverend Kearney in a special way. Oh, God, remember Apostle May Godfrey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember Sister Patricia Jonigan and her family, God. Lord, remember my family at St. Paul No. 2 Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ, Lord. Oh, God, and our First Lady lost her grandfather this week, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, bind up the hurt in that family. And not only that family, but all of the families that have lost a loved one. And that police officer that was killed, God. Oh, God, bless his family in a mighty way. Lord, there are people in the nursing home that need you, God. There are people in the prison, oh, God, that need you, God. Oh, God, let this station go into those prisons and those hospitals. How come I say, take come my side? In the hospitals and in the prisons and in the nursing homes, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember Apostle Barbara Watkins, God. In the name of Jesus. And Reverend Robert E. Ellison, God. Oh, God, and his mother. Oh, God, bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on my children, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I said, thank you. Father, we glorify you. We honor you, and we praise you. And we thank you for this time that you've given us. Hallelujah. To open our mouth wide and declare the word of the Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Now, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Hallelujah. We'll see you next week if the Lord says so. Right back here on the NFI, the radio network. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Cary Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised, I know ear can hardly fathom. All the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
Pick up your shoes, Moses. Pick up your shoes. Jesus
has changed my
whole passion with his own precious blood, and from sin that I was bought with a price, because
Jesus
came down through 40 and two generations to give me a right to the tree of life. And if anybody should come up to you today and ask you a question, if anybody should ask you just who I am, tell him
I am.
I show him with me. I'ma say it one more time. I am redeemed. Check him bought with the
price.
King
Jesus
has changed my
whole.
If anybody should ask you just who
I am,
go ahead and
tell them
redeemed.
If religion was a thing
in his own way,
whosoever believe in him,
oh Lord, they shall be saved.
Whosoever believe in him,
oh Lord, they shall be saved.
time
I believe
to plant
I believe
and a time
took up roots.
I believe.
Special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words.
For the 9 months I carried you, for the night I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. When you add it
Step on, step on, step on. When you add it all up, the tears that I shed,
When you hear my home going, don't you worry about me. When you hear my home going, don't you worry about me. When you hear my home going, don't want you worry about me. I'm fixed up right now. Yeah, yeah, yes, on my way home. One thing I know, that I've been born again. I made preparation one Friday. Lord, I didn't know when. When my Lord called me, be my time to go. I'm fixed up right now. Yeah, yeah, it's on my way home.
Faith International Ministries, out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Raleigh, North Carolina. On People TV, 24, or live stream us at peopletv.org, anywhere in the world. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. till 6 p.m., for the Top 10 Video Gospel Countdown of the Month. Hosted by Reverend Ferlin Carney, it's quartet and contemporary gospel video, old and new of your favorite. Don't miss us. Every Sunday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on People TV Channel 24 Atlanta, Georgia, or live stream us at peopletv.org and catch the wave on the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast. And now Faith International Ministry. For more information on how to be a guest, email us at itbelongtogod@yahoo.com.
Plays in the hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep.